Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are my Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, anytime that I'm coming forward, I am so in love with you all. It's just such a beautiful thing to have the opportunity to grow each other with each other and to be there unconditionally over time. It is really the stuff that makes powerful alliances and successful, triumphant, victorious ones, particularly where we are under siege. And the whole point in being under siege is that we are divided and conquered, that we are preferring to be in the company of the miserable, as opposed to being accompanied by those who consciously seek to stand in the light of the truth of the all that they truly are, all that we truly are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're living in a now moment that requires us to come forward, to stand up, to get up, to rise up, to be in a place and space where we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own oppression. We are no longer signing off on dying by any ways and any means necessary. We are in a place and space where we will honor and glorify consciously the intelligence of our being, that which has everything in its order and orchestration and flotation and rotation, suspended in nothing but more and more of its ever-expanding presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the voice to remind you that we are already dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that there is nothing that it cannot do. Now, for where we are in this now moment, after having been under siege and cellularly assaulted and oppressed, you understand? See, a lot of you got your eyes over here and your eyes are over there, and you're always thinking about the one situation over here and the one situation over there, and you get all mad and frustrated, but then you turn around and do exactly the thing that they want you to do, is being inebriated, intoxicated, violating the cellular functioning of your own being. But you want to complain about these people, but you love them so much that you allow yourself to be permeated and penetrated in every atom and every cell of your being with their toxicity, with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this sugar, and all of these things that are causing all of the sickness, illness, and disease. I am the one to remind you that now is our time to reclaim our lives, to come to a point and place where you are not rushing towards your death. You don't even know what death really is. You're not really quite sure that you don't suffocate in that body, because this, the churches have put us in a place where we feel as though we can be out of alignment with the very laws that govern existence and still move into the spirit worlds and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. And on the third day, he arose from the dead, and y'all buy all of that, but then you are killing yourselves. And I don't get it. So I'm just saying, we're in a now moment where it is our time to really do that which is our due diligence in clearing, cleansing, purifying, consecrating our body temples through purification, so that we are literally experiencing the cellular clearing, cleansing, and renewal that allows us to be completely healed, to be completely whole, regardless of what the thing has been called, from AIDS to zits. We are in a place and space where the veils of illusion and delusion are being lifted from us, and we are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the talents and the skills and the abilities and the labor and the ingenuity and the intellectual property and all of those that which has been gifted to us by those who've walked And then there are those of us who are applying ourselves so that we are able to be in a direct alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls, so that we have the opportunity to tap into that unseen realm, which is the real of what it is in terms of being the actual fabric of intelligence that creates. We're in a now moment that requires us to come to that place within the depths of ourselves where we are fully charged, fully inspired, intensely intentional in walking in the truth of ourselves, because there is no political consciousness that you could ever have that is greater than true self-realization, self-actualization, and being in alignment with that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, so that you are truly a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. There are those who feel like they're entitled because of their whiteness, because of their money, because of their whatever, and they are just as delusional as everybody else. You understand? It's a world-conquering rampage, and there is light that everyone has within them, or else they could not exist. All right? And we must come to a point and place where we dwell in the light of that absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are able to invoke the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are centered in the love of the light of that absolute and supreme intelligence, because our duty, obligation, and responsibility under a world-conquering rampage to have us divided and conquered is to always exalt the oneness and the harmony of existence, regardless of the shape, the form, the color, the hue, and the stupidity of these ones. Yes, they're stupid. You understand? Stupid in the sense that they love being wrong. They don't want to be right. They feel entitled to be killing us and beating us and incarcerating us and stacking the deck against us, and where we have the responsibility now to clean up, because the reason that they have no regard and respect for us is because we are under the toxicity of their products. Where you go to the stores and you see on the thing, it says meat, milk, eggs, Lotto, beer, and all of this. I'm just saying is that we're not in our light. So there's no way for them to really respect us as if we were in our light, because we are filled with their toxicity. Now, they're toxic. You understand? Those ones who set themselves up as government, they set themselves up as religious leadership, they set themselves up as if they're the authority of existence, and they are not. You understand? And if they were the authority of existence, then everything would be harmonious and there would be light, there would be love, there would be cooperation between nations and races of people. There would not be subjugation and violations and sanctions and all of this oppression and genocide. You understand? You can't trust the people who have already shown that they're murderers and they're liars and they're killers and they're usurpers and they have no regard and respect. They'll come in into your home, bulldoze everything, burn you up, and then try to examine your ashes to figure out how intelligent you are. You understand? I'm just saying, we're in a now moment that requires us to be the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? Because the bottom line is that when it comes time to leave, you should be leaving as absolute and supreme intelligence, because you're going to leave your black body here. You understand? Your yellow body, your red body, whatever body you had. You understand? If you didn't develop your light bodies, then you don't know how far beyond the earth you can get into the spirit worlds. But that's destiny, is leaving the planet. And so I'm the one to remind us that we need to be cleaning ourselves up to prepare ourselves for our eternal journey. Well, I don't want to live it eternally anyway. Well, don't worry, you won't. If you don't care to. See, you don't have to think about it twice. Bottom line is that your life is your gift. You were given an eternal life. These people have put us in a position where we're throwing the most valuable thing that we've ever had, just throwing it in the trash. And it doesn't make sense for us to expect so much and be willing to do so little. You want so much, but then you don't want to do what is necessary in order to have the more of yourself. And after 40, 50, 60 years of consuming all of this garbage and feeling entitled to be drunk and say drunk as a skunk and and just a squirrel trying to get a nut in a white man's world. I mean, we have had some real silly things going on in our heads. And I'm just saying is that we're out of that. This is a time for our being realigned in the light of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we in truth are. You understand? But it's the truth of everybody. You understand? And just because these people are able to cooperate and keep their money in their communities and this and that, the fact that they are indulging in the flesh of pigs and monkey brains and all of these things does not make them more intelligent just because they keep their money within them. You understand? And they're still defiling themselves. They're still murderers. You understand? They're still racist. I'm just saying, we have to really stop attributing a financial capacity as if that is the truth of their success is because of their paper, because of their money. You understand? When everybody is squandering the wealth of themselves, where everybody is allowing themselves to be permeated and penetrated by all manners of filth and garbage and whatnot, all of those sex enhancement things that you all are taking that has all of the penis ground up penises of cows and all bulls and all of this. I'm just saying that we're in a place and space where you really don't have the examples of any communities that are truly in light. You understand? Their money does not make them in light. The pursuit of money really gives them the opportunity to be ever more out of alignment and attunement because they have forfeited or not come to really exalting what the purpose in being is. And this is what the commonality amongst all of the people are, is that very few are rightly oriented as to what life on earth is really about. So success in capitalism is not success in life. Success in having as much sex and being as stupid as you want to be is not success in life. You understand? Having institutions, prisons filled up with all of these beautiful black and brown bodies and having them working for nothing and you making a serious profit behind their enslavement is not success in life. You're instituting governments on the annihilation of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families and the continued violation against every other order of being is not success in life. You're being in a place and space where you have big buildings with your name on it and you have done so many deals this way and that way. You understand that that is not real success in life. Success in life is really about your being in alignment with the truth of the integrity of who and what you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is immortal. And that you are in the consistent progression of self-actualization, self-unfoldment, and being who you are as one of the most dynamic spirits to be on the planet. This is who we are in this now moment. Now, what do you really want? If you just want to get your bills paid and you don't really care, you just need a hustle so you can make money, I'm just saying you can do that, but that's not success in life. You understand? Being good is really not good enough for where we are right now because we have this conspiracy of silence where really good people are saying nothing about our children being poisoned in these public schools. Really good people who work every day and they help maintain disease as opposed to consciously being in a place where they care to be healing and facilitating the wholeness. You understand? So being good is not good enough. Being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment as duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the perpetuators of life, the progenitors of life, and moving from a place and space of centeredness and being harmonized in the will of existence and the laws of existence and the love of being and creating harmony amongst all races and all nations of people and honoring the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And so where we are now, I want y'all got to get some fire behind you up here because the bottom line, y'all keep dragging your feet. Death is shutting you out. You can't drag your feet after being out of alignment for 40, 50 years. You can't drag your feet and then be trying to take your time to make a decision about whether you're going to stop eating flesh or not. You're going to take your time about making a decision that you will honor your gifts and honor that which you all refer to as God. You're going to take your time about making the decision to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Take your time. You're dying in the process. And the issue is that that's the trick. It's to put us in a place where we're all right with dying. Well, sister, you know, I done made my peace with death. Yeah, but you have never lived. You're not living fully. Serving your children Cap'n Crunch and Frosted Flakes and cow's milk at this late date. That's as much light as you have in reference to the value and the beauty and the truth and the intelligence of your children. Having children and having babies, you don't let these men slap up all over your breasts and lip you up and down and this and that. Now you're pregnant, you're having children, and you don't want to breastfeed. I don't get it. But then you want to be respected as intelligent women. I'm just saying. We are in serious trouble here because we're not doing that which is ours to do on behalf of the lineages that we represent. There is order and there is law. And our being in harmony with the law and the order is the foundation of that which allows us to really be happy and joyful. You understand? These people telling us that we have the right to pursue happiness. Now we're under a genocidal plot that is saying that we have the right to be inebriated, intoxicated. We have the right to have the corporate deities of death at every celebration and birthday party. We have the right to be killing ourselves, but then we can pursue happiness. It'll never happen. It's fleeting. The happiness comes as a result of the soul's, the seriousness of your spirit being activated in the love of the law and the love of life itself and the love of being itself and the reverence and respect and the honor and appreciation and the gratitude and the thanksgiving for the blessedness in being and realizing that everyone is blessed with the gift of life. And these people, they kill for the sport of it. They kill for the hell of it. They kill for the game of it. You understand? These people got the women. There are women going over to Africa and trying to have safaris and bringing down hippopotamus and elephants and whatnot, and then sitting on their prey with their big guns. And these are women, really? And so because we do not have the proper examples of those who are in light, those who are really exemplary enough that we should follow them, then it's our duty, obligation, and responsibility to do that which is ours to do so that we are the ones in light. We can't depend upon those who led us astray to lead us to our lost light. We can't depend upon those who only have the degree where they want to do something. Well, I have to do something. All right, but the something that you're doing is not the thing that's going to open up the way for your being in alignment with absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, which is the leverage that we have in a system that supports our violation, our annihilation, our subjugation, domination, incarceration, bastardization, usurpation, and being in a place where we have forgotten the beauty and the blessing and the integrity of who and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. It's so intelligent that it's figured out a way to give absolutely everything and everybody so much of itself. It's a party over here, and it's a party over here, and it's a party over here all the time. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it would never just kill so many of itself over here to exalt so many of itself over here. It doesn't work that way. It always works on behalf of the wholeness of everything and everybody, because everything and everybody is just other expressions of itself. And so our responsibility is to be able to respond correctly to being under siege. And the first line of defense when you are being warred against is to do nothing to undermine yourself, to do nothing to undermine yourselves, to do everything that is possible that you can possibly do to flush those toxins through your system, to be restored in the frequency and energy of life force and life currency. You understand, where you have no blockage and obstruction of your neurological forces, of your glands, your endocrine systems, of your lymphatic system. Everything is fluid because you are like the earth, 80% water, and water is the medium of intelligence that is programmable, and we are programming the waters of ourselves with each and every thought that we think, with every word that we utter, with the things that we declare, with those things that we feel intensely. So even though you may have these exalted thoughts that you are, you know, entertaining and whatnot when somebody pushes your button and you get mad and you fly off the handle over here and you fly off the handle over there, then you're creating more of that frustration and more of whatever that is that's causing you to be out of alignment with your peace, your poise, and your power. See, the power, you can't have the power without the peace. And the peace is the fulfillment of love. And love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. Nobody has more than the other one. We all have been given an opportunity to tap into the infinite reality of all of it. We have capacity. We have capability. We have potentiality. We have that which is destiny. And when we don't choose it, we will have a tragic date with fate. Don't matter what hue of people you are, from the blackest black to the whitest white. Your behind is out of order, then you're going to suffer the consequences of that. We're in a now moment that requires us to really dig deep within the depths of ourselves for the discipline of discipleship. You understand? Because the whole point in being upon the planet is to really exalt life and to be aligned in the exalted thoughts that allow us to walk the exalted walk in the harmony of the truth of who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, being in the reality of our conscious immortality while we're on the earth, and every fiber of your being is actually permeated and penetrated in the frequency of that exalted thought, so that you literally are reprogramming every fiber of your being from mortality into immortality. And when it come time for you to leave, there was no sickness, there was no illness, there was no disease, no heart attacks, no stroke, none of that. You left. And you left as a whole being. You didn't leave as a dead person. And this is very crucial for us to get it, because so many more, we are closer today to having to leave than we were yesterday. You understand? And some people are not going to see in the morning. You understand? I'm just saying, we have to really take seriously our responsibility to be in love with being. Because there's no way that you can think that your money is going to make up for your stupidity. Your money doesn't make up for your stupidity. And your stupidity puts you in a position where you think that you can prosper working towards the detriment of everything and everybody, that you could be the perpetuators, the legislators, and the facilitator of genocide across the planet, and then you can prosper? Really? That's how stupid you are, to not realize that there is absolute law and you are definitely held in it as everything and everybody else. And that's what gives us leverage over that thought. Over that which we call racism, over that which we call police brutality, over that which we call whatever that is. It's wickedness. It's just pure wickedness. Being out of alignment. And these people have studied all these cultures, all these civilizations and whatnot, and seen that civilizations have risen and civilizations have fallen. And right now, America is in the toilet, as is Israel and all the other places. In the dang gone toilet, whirling around. With all this garbage. Okay, so I'm just saying, you got to get up, get out, get cleaned up. Act like it matters to you to be cleaned up. Because if you're dwelling in a bowl of nothing but feces, baby, your afterlife is going to be kind of stank also. We aren't thinking. We need to be thinking. We need to be making greater choices, because we have the infinity of possibilities. If these people can create products that have absolutely no nutritional value, no substance, no life force, nothing, and it becomes consumed more than that which the body requires, if they can do that, then we can stand on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order. We can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. We can be completely realigned and reattuned, reoriented in the truth of who we are. We can lay foundation for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light by doing the work of clearing and cleansing ourselves, so that we literally are creating the blood of Christ, the consciousness that knows absolutely and assuredly of its own immortality and its harmony with that which is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to choose life. We're in a now moment that requires us to exalt a full life's urge to get to that point and place where we will not spend another dangone dime on the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all matters of Splenda and Equal and breakfast cereals and oatmeal and all of these things that are just complicating your issues. Filling up in your tissues, having everybody just blowing up, just swelling up, and not really understanding what else they need to do. So we have to really take responsibility, because you are the God and Goddess that dwells in that temple. And the whole point in being under siege is to have defiled the temples of the true spirits of the living God and the essences of God. And that's who we each are, from the darkest dark to the lightest light. Being in distortion and rendered dysfunctional is to nobody's glory and to nobody's benefit, no matter how much money is generated in alcohol sales and tobacco sales and the flesh of dead animals and shipping all of this poison from one place to the other and stacking the shelves with that which has absolutely no nutritional value, no vitality and whatnot. And the people literally are in a state of starvation. And we have the power, the duty, the obligation, and the responsibility to not just do something about it, but to boycott the death industries and realign ourselves, reattune ourselves through the process of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, forgiving, loving, honoring, cherishing, treasuring, adding unto, enhancing, uplifting, creating, and being all that we each are as conscious immortals. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour and any time that I am speaking and interviewing and whatnot, that you will take the time to make sure that you are wide-eared and open to receive more, for that is really what I come to the airwaves with, a full heart and an intention to hopefully inspire you and motivate you and uplift you and support you in digging deeper to reach higher, to stand in the light and the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. for we're living in a now moment of eternity that is so auspicious because we have so many ones from all over the world, all hues of people who are consciously throwing off the shackles of oppression, consciously standing forward, lifting up, raising up, applying themselves towards bringing solutions and answers to their issues personally and as family and communities and our global humanity and reality. This now moment of eternity that we're in allows us to really bury ourselves in nothing but absolute truth. If you're going to be buried at all, then bury yourself in the light of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Bathe in it with each and every breath that you take to be fully participatory with each and every breath in the divinity of existence itself, for the scheme of things, the agenda, the plotting, the planning, and whatnot is to put us in a place and space where we are not faith-filled, that we are filled with insecurity and lack of confidence, and we are not applying ourselves towards being the solutions and having the answers because we are overwhelmed and think that we have no power to do anything to make a difference in the world. And there could be nothing further from the truth. It is our duty and obligation and responsibility to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards bringing the solutions, to having the answers for our own good, towards our own healing. And where we are not applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole, then we don't get the benefit of having done it. And the benefit is that we get what we ask for there is absolute law that governs existence itself. There is absolute law that governs how we apply ourselves towards our living, our health, our wellness, our healing, our wholeness, our prosperity, our accomplishments, our joy, our delight, our happiness. Everything is by virtue of our applying ourselves towards the laws that govern life. And the primary law of existence is really the law of oneness, the law of wholeness, the law of love, in understanding that love is not a whimsical, emotional thing. Love is really the harmony of truth. It is the absolute reality that everything and everyone exists by virtue of the love of the absolute and supreme intelligence for itself, manifesting and womb manifesting as all orders of being, all realm, all worlds, all times, all systems, all universes, all dimensions. And we each are absolutely blessed to have a beating heart and the eye that sees. For we did not gift ourselves to ourselves. We do not really control anything that is real, that is necessary. That is our gift of life itself, for we would not be able to exist in this realm without the sun, without this planetary reality that we call physicality and corporeality and being on the earth. And we would not be able to dwell in this reality and really progress without being in these bodies and having an understanding and understanding that our physical existence is still predicated by absolute and eternal laws, spiritual laws govern. But we were not given an understanding and an understanding as to who we are as human beings and what purpose in being is upon the planet, nor were we educated and religiously trained to understand how to harmonize and work with the laws that govern existence, for we have not even been given the support in knowing the laws that govern existence itself. And we have been steeped in all manners of religious training and lore and scripture and all of that, and all of that is all well and good, but it is more effective when we are truly reverencing and respecting that which is living and not just that which has been printed. For the trick has been to make us feel that a book has greater value than the substance of a person directly, that we respect the book more than we respect our body temples. We respect the book and the word that's in the book more than
we respect our ability to speak the word and to have power with our words, to realize that we were given the faculties of God and that it is in our right use of what our gifts are that constitutes the real righteousness that allows us to have true success in this life, success in being all that we are, success in being uncompromisable, success in being in high ethic and exalted thought, success in honoring and glorifying the legacy of the lineages that we represent, success in self-actualizing and self-realizing and becoming all that we each are as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. And knowing that the intelligence of existence has designed us, that we are not the creations of men, as much as men have tried to put us in a place where they have manipulated us, they're genetically modified us, they have hypnotized us, bastardized us, sublimized us, and whatnot, for us to come to a point where we are truly unrecognizable as these ones that we truly are. And so we must come to a place in space where we care to be realigned with the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is no amount of nationalism and colorism and all of that that could give us a greater potency or power than the absolute truth and absolute reality that we each, regardless of what hues we are, regardless of what our background has been, regardless of our ethnicity and our religious training and our sexual preference and our gender orientation, regardless of all of the things that have been used to divide and conquer us, that we each still are held in the oneness of existence with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And now is our time to come to that place where we will get beyond, transcend all of those limited frames of reference to embrace the wholeness there is as existence itself and realign ourselves with our destiny to leave the planet as living beings and not to succumb consistently and continuously to a scheme of an agenda that is genocide, suicide, homicide, and to know that you cannot live loving, killing, and then have the fullness of your eternal life. You cannot be in violation of the laws that govern existence and be free of sickness, illness, and disease. And for us to come to a point where we understand that sickness, illness, and disease and degradation, deprivation, and starvation, and warfare, and all of this ill is as a result of not obeying, either not knowing, not caring to know, and not applying ourselves to that which constitutes our wholeness, our right alignment with the laws that govern us. And so no matter what your situation and circumstances, I am the one to remind you that you at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and when you realign yourself in the integrity of your own authenticity as this point of that presence, that there is nothing that you cannot accomplish in terms of your healing, in terms of your aspirations, in terms of your progression, in terms of your self-actualization and self-realization. You come to a place and space where you are in alignment in the fulfillment of a gloriously rising destiny. You cannot get something that you don't apply yourself to. Everything that's showing up is as a result of what we have asked for, what we have been working towards, what we have been choosing, what we have been thinking. And that's how the law works. That's what God is. But we have those ones who think that God is going to issue out punishment to you. God is not punishing you. You are choosing that which is not in your own best interest and reaping the consequences of those choices. That's the God that is working. Otherwise, there is no being that exists that is trying to do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself, or who can keep you from experiencing what it is you are consistently choosing and asking for. The wino will get more wine. The whores will get another John. You understand? Everybody gets what they're applying themselves to. There's nobody to intervene. the coke addicts, the crack addicts, the judges, the prison systems get more prisoners. I'm just saying is that there is the element of absolute law that is always working. We get what we apply ourselves to. So if you are intensely intentional about being in a place where you are financially rich or whatever, then you can apply yourself to that. There's nothing to keep you from it when you will apply yourself to that which is the progression in manifesting the richness, the money, where you're investing, where you're learning about money, where you are managing your money. You are doing that which is consistent with the way of how to do that, and that there are those who have shown the way, and if they could do it, then anybody else can do it. That's how the laws work. And that's why we were told by other ones, these things I do, you can do also, and even greater things. But we are not applying ourselves to the fulfillment of destiny per se. We're not necessarily applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards walking in the light of the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But if we apply ourselves unto it, then we can achieve that. We have to go beyond the rhetoric. We have to go beyond the philosophizing, the rhetoricizing. We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we are completely cleared and cleansed, so that we are realigned with our destiny, that we are realigned with the purpose in existence in our self-actualization and self-realization. Success in this life is not success based upon how much money we have. The success in our life is based upon how much of ourselves we are in touch with, how much of ourselves we can access, how much of ourselves is reflective of the virtue and character that is consistent with who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And we are tapped into the limitlessness and the boundlessness and the infinity of possibilities, and we don't have doubt and we don't have fear, and we are not in a place where we are subjugated and bastardized, and we allow somebody else who has no real love, light, wisdom, or truth, who does not have our best interests at heart, to dictate to us what we must do and how we have to live according to them. That is not how we work as the children of God. And the issue for us is that we have been following these ones who do not lead us into a greater light, that they have led us into the ditches and valleys of degradation, that they have been very facilitative of our being out of alignment. We don't even know how to eat and feed. We're not healing ourselves. We're going to them, and where we have been feeding off of their toxins, off of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, monosodium glutamate, and the sugar and all of this garbage, and now you come up with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and MS and multiple muscular dystrophy and all of these diseases, because we have followed those who do not need to be followed. You've allowed them to dictate to you what you should be eating. These are their businesses. Of course, they're going to tell you that you need protein, that you need this, you need that, because these are their businesses. If it was that which was inherent as what we should be feeding, then we would be producing it for ourselves. We don't go to these ones to have our hair done. We don't send our bodies to them. But we go to them after being poisoned by the system of oppression, the system that perpetuates death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And then you run to them, who are the perpetuators of death, for your what? For your medicine? For your pharmaceuticals? For your surgeries? Because your insurance can pay for it, right? So you have your body parts cut out. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that it was never the intention of the intelligence of existence for any nation or race of people to be subjugated and dominated by another race of people. that each one was given its own talents, skills, and abilities. Each one has opportunity to access the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, and each one has responsibility, duty, and obligation to come to the global table with their talents, skills, and abilities operative and activated, so that we are creating harmony across the whole planet directly, that we have the responsibility to exalt a full life's urge, to have an understanding and an understanding that as intelligences of existence, we should be working towards the mutual good of the whole Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, as well as every hue of people. It's not rocket science. The simplicity of it is profound, how simple it is. And it's just amazing that we have all of these ones with all of these degrees from all of these places, and they have not figured this thing out yet. And then to feel as though they have the right to tell us what we can't feed our children. That if we decide that we want to stop feeding our children the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, that we as mothers and fathers do not have the authority to demand of the public school system that they do not feed our children these things, that we have to get permission from somebody else that is not a part of our family, that is not a part of our lineages and whatnot, that a doctor, somebody has to sign off as if we're children. And now they're telling you that you can't send your children to public school, and you can't send them to daycare. You can't send them unless they have all of these shots and all of these vaccinations and whatnot. Then create a greater way. But to submit to poisoning your child so it could be numb, dumb, and stupefied, anesthetized, and retarded in their growth and development just so that they can go to school. We have to begin to have a greater faith and a greater degree of ability to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment on behalf of our lineages, on behalf of the ones that we've come through, on behalf of those who we have responsibility, duty, and obligation to ensure the progression of their unfoldment as these ones that they are. They should be the greater ones. Why? Because it is the progression of existence, that each generation is more dynamic than the last, provided that each one does what it should do. But the agenda of being under a world conquering rampage of divisiveness, that is depopulation and genocide, has been to make sure that the generations are degenerating as opposed to being exalted in our generational wealth, that each generation is more of what the Creator intended with that lineage. And so as each one of us are listening, each one of us attuning to that which you get from the kind of programming that WRFG brings to you, then you should be really fortified and inspired and motivated to get real clear about what your contribution to the world should be. But we're not really socialized to really feel that deeply about who we are, to know that we should be vital, to know that we should be necessary, to know that if we're living in this now moment, that we each have gifts and skills and abilities that we should have activated, that we are able to really be in the progression of the unfoldment of this, because this is what constitutes the wealth of us and what we have to give and what constitutes how much richness we're able to truly experience based upon the substance and the quality of our being, the substance and the quality of our caring, the substance and the quality of where it is we are and where it is we are consciously caring to be. You get what you ask for. As a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. Why? Because you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and your mind is your ability to tap into that divine intelligence that creates. You are a co-creator utilizing the intelligence of existence, for that is all there is as existence itself. But you cannot have the fullness of who you are when you undermine yourselves. So that the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. They could not continue to deny us access to this, that, or the other. You understand? Yes, they tried to burn us up. Yes, they tried to bomb the churches. Yes, they tried to keep us out. But the progression of humanity is about progression. And the more of us who are truly in progression, the more harmony we're creating so that we are not divisive. We are not warring against ourselves or each other or anybody else. That's the foundation of being rightly aligned in the purposes of existence, is to respect and reverence existence itself, to respect and reverence life itself, to respect and reverence the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, to have an understanding and an understanding that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it did not create purposelessness, and that all beings, all creatures, all things have purpose. And that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that which we are able to image, that which we are able to visualize, that which we are able to fulfill their being need for, we can create. And everything that we see with our physical eyes is the evidence of that which has been imaged, that which has been visualized, that which we have brought forward for the purposes of creating greater comfort in our lives, greater access and utilitarianism in our lives, so that we are able to do whatever needs to be done. But the basics of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and who we are as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, it was known from the time we were typed female and male in our mother's wombs that destiny was to become men and wombed men. Destiny was to become mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and great-great-great-grandmothers and great-great-great-grandfathers and so on and so forth. We should never have been poisoned. And because we have been poisoned from the time that we were very young, with ground-up turkeys and little Gerber bottles, you understand, in jars, eating garbage, artificial colors and artificial flavors and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and ice cream and all of these things that our bodies are still holding these chemicals in our tissues. And so for whatever excess weight you may be carrying, and even if you're not carrying excess weight and you may be thin or you may be skinny or you may be puny or whatever, if you've been feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of this NutraSweet, Aspartame, Splenda, Equal, white sugar, cigarettes, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this stuff, then your tissues, your glands, your organs are filled with these chemicals, so that in order for us to reverse the diseases that have already started within our tissues directly, then we have to get aggressive about our care to be completely cleared and cleansed so that we can live our lives without sickness, illness, and disease. And where there has already been disease and imbalance and sickness, then to know that you are able to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed, to be healed and made whole, that you do not have to submit or succumb to having tragic dates with fate, to have your body parts taken out and all kinds of transplants and this and that, because the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it knows how to heal itself. And because you are so much of it, then you're surrendering unto it, you're surrendering unto its laws, you're having an understanding to know that your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to stand harmoniously and resolutely with the intelligence that allows you to stand, that is the foundation of your healing and your wisdom and your victory and your triumph. But to even move into a whole nother realm of reality in knowing that destiny is leaving the planet. And because we did not come to the planet as dead people, we did not come up out the planet. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine energy from our fathers. And our whole earth residency is school here. And the school truly is about self-mastery. It's about self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the absolute truth. that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we should not be leaving the earth as dead people. But we've learned to accept death, and we've activated the death gene. And in order for you to get a grip, then you have to change your mind, and you have to infuse every atom and every cell of your being with the absolute truth of your being as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. See, what you say goes. You are the God or goddess that speaks that word. It says, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And now these people have us where we are just entertaining the word spoken by other people. And I'm saying, no, the issue is not just dwelling in the word. The issue for us is to dwell in the presence of the absolute, to dwell as points of presence of the absolute, and to speak our words to power, to really activate all of the disciples, the powers that we've been given, so that we are doing that which is ours to do in graduating the class of earth residency, in being whole, body, heart, mind, and soul, to come to a point where we are uncompromising, that we care to love with a whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. To allow for the chicken and the turkey and the fish and all of the beings that are being slaughtered and ground up and pelleted and given to all of these other animals as food, that we will no longer support the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the bastardization, the usurpation, the capitalization, the entrapment, and the holocaust of these 20 billion creatures on an annual basis and feed off their body parts and their progeny and their body fluids, and think that we are entitled to do that. That gets you to the degree to which you're entitled to die, when death should not have been your fate nor your destiny. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.